It's a balmy 47 degrees outside, which is about 15 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. And the man who joins us now is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. As you said, balmy compared to the last couple of mornings. And we've been talking about a warming trend that it's here. Mid-70s, sunny today. Clear tonight, 50 to 55. Sunny tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly cloudy Friday, 80. Sunny and warm Saturday, low 80s. We'll call it partly cloudy again on Sunday, near 80. And if there's going to be showers, not until late in the day Sunday or Sunday evening. That'll be the next chance of any rain for us, and it doesn't look all that impressive.
Okay, so even if it rains, it'll just be like little nuisance showers.
Yeah, and that would be later in the day. I can't see it raining before 3 o'clock Sunday. So it would be after 3.
All right.
At least that's what we see right now. Beta is a tropical depression, still northeast Texas, you know, raining itself out. Teddy is over Nova Scotia, moving out, and now the Atlantic is quieting down for a while. We'll see how long that lasts. It needs to quiet down because it's just been overly busy. So things are quiet there, at least for a little time. I am very upset this morning.
Okay. What upset you this morning?
I went upstairs last night. I was down the den, downstairs. I went upstairs to the kitchen to get my wallet.
Yeah.
It's about 8:30. And I put on the kitchen light. Shirley was with me. She was like basically in the dining room, which is dividing between the kitchen and,
yeah.
And okay, so Shirley was with me. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw something near the stove. Our stove, by the way, is black.
Yeah.
Thought I saw something. And then I looked away and I looked back and I saw something on the far end of the kitchen run underneath the baseboard, across the entire baseboard of the kitchen.
Mouse.
And I think it's a mouse. Could it be a chipmunk? It was dark brown. And it ran so fast. Well, I can't tell you. Number one, I left the kitchen immediately and went back downstairs. I am just very upset. We're in this house 4.5 years. I have never seen anything like that. I don't have any traces of anything. So I'm really upset. You know how I feel about... the cabin is one thing. And like you often said to me, Pat, you're in the woods. You have to expect it. I'm not in the woods. And this is bothering me. Now, we do have an exterminator on contract that comes around every 3 months. And what he does, and they do a real good job, they spray around the outside of the house for ants. They always check for termites. And then they spray the backyard and the front yard with a non-toxic flea and tick killer so that it's safe for Shirley. And they do it every 3 months. I'm calling them today, first thing, at 9 o'clock. I will call them and see if I can get the guy down here this morning to see what's going on. Because I am sitting in this office right now. I can't tell you how stressed I am.
Well, someone just wrote to me that, Pat, it could be a mole. It could be a mole.
Really?
I don't know about that, but that's what they're saying. I'm saying is you've had work done on your house, though, by contractors. And check and see. They might have left some small kind of space open. You know what I mean? You've had work in the past 4 years that have been done by contractors.
Yeah.
So see if there's, you know, have them check to see if there's any places that that they've left open at all. Especially seeing as you're just seeing it now, I would go back over my bills and see what contractors did work downstairs in my house at all that might have led to something like that.
I don't know. I could tell you one thing. I have I brought it home. I have that copper wash wire that I used up at the lake. Today, you know, after the guy leaves or before he leaves, I will go around and, obviously every baseboard has to have a a pipe going down, right, to where the heat comes up from.
Yeah.
It's got to be a hole in the floor for every baseboard. I would just go around to everyone and put copper wire around around the pipe that goes down to the basement. That's all. I mean, that and let him look, but I don't know what he's going to find, because I'm telling you right now, Marshall, I clean this house like no one cleans a house. I mean, I'm constantly sweeping, vacuuming, mopping.
Well, it's something looking for food. That's why it was hanging around the stove. Obviously, so it's obviously whatever is there is looking for food. So,
great.
Well, you know, see what happens. I mean, but you, hey, you cleared, you got the cabin all fixed. You'll be able to get this fixed.
I hope so, because, you know, there's a rule of thumb. And I'm sure anybody out there who has had experience with this knows. You know, they always say, if you saw a mouse, there's more than that. Because they don't travel alone.
And also, it's the time of year with the cold weather that we've been having where they start to seek shelter.
Yeah. But, again, I'm here 4 years. That has never happened.
Well, I know my cats have killed two mice over the past couple of weeks.
They
ate one and then they left the skin. This is no lie. And the other one, I think they just left half chewed on the floor. Nothing like getting up in the morning and finding that.
Oh my goodness.
The only thing that could be worse is stepping on it. But that has never happened. But there's nothing worse than getting up and finding a half mangled mouse on the floor.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I said. And I'm sure had Shirley seen it, be sure he would have been running after it. So, you know, I brought her up like about 10 or 15 minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
And I brought her over because where the baseboard is also where I keep her water bowl.
Yeah.
So I brought her over there because she usually does go up there and drink a little water. And she went over there and, you know, she walked around where her bowl and everything was. And I didn't see her smelling or anything. And she just walked away.
Nope. Time will tell, Pat.
One thing after another, boy. Wow. Anyhow, the director of our movies, which, of course, you've seen in many movies, Gary. Wait to hear this little story, folks. He was in the garden, and this time he was wearing gloves. This goes back a week. And as he was in the garden, he saw a bamboo stump coming up.
Yeah.
So he figured he'd just pull it out before it grows, because, you know, bamboo's very hard to get. And of course he felt the pinch in his thumb, and he looked, and he didn't know if it was a stinger or what, but anyhow he pulled it out. The thumb swelled up. He cannot bend it. He went to urgent care. They told him he has to see a hand specialist. He went to a hand specialist. They put him on antibiotics for 1 week. It has not done a thing. And believe it or not, they feel that there is a little piece of foreign matter in his thumb.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to do surgery on it tomorrow.
Oh, that's
great. He has to actually go in for surgery, and they are actually going to put him under anesthesia.
That's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, just picking up or trying to pull out a bamboo sprout. Wear gloves. Lesson to be learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about really freak things to me. That's bizarre.
Hopefully it wasn't one of those killer hornets.
No, they ruled that out right away.
Okay.
They said this is no way is this a bee sting. Yeah.
It might be a spider. Or it's a piece of like if you get a splinter, what will happen?
That's what they said.
If a splinter goes in there, but the thing about splinters is that I found if you miss it and it starts hurting, they rise. Splinters, the body tries to force them out
right,
because it's foreign. So once you can get a little pinhole right by where the splinter is, and you push, they come flying out. So it must be underneath the skin already.
Yeah, obviously, for them to have to do surgery on it. But I said, okay, we'll just continue moving right along in this lovely year of 2020.
It can't end quick enough.
It sure can't
end quick enough, Pat.
I agree. But in the meantime, at least it is nice weather. You'd be happy about that.
Yeah, we've got a warm Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And no rain, and maybe rain on Sunday evening. But if that happens, it won't even be a lot of rain, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So we can't complain about the weather.
Well, you could, but it won't help. Let's
no.
put it that way.
It won't. All right, Pat. I will check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marcia. You have a nice Wednesday.
You too. Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.